listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station, people. Wow. Thank you, Real Boy. Those are our brothers over at Our House Records. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'd like to welcome in the one and only Dr. Michelle. How are you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show. It's super to be here with you.
Absolutely. It's such a blessing, such a pleasure, to say the least. Ladies and gentlemen, if we could start off the show one way, it is to remind you to tune in every Friday at 11 to the one and only, as I said, Doc and Michelle, on the couch, Fridays at 11. LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1. Can't miss it. What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, and we are going to be raising your vibration. We're going to get right into it today. As you know, thoughts are things. If you listen to the Vibration Station, which I know you do, then you understand the fundamentals of positive energy, positive intentions. What will happen if you go a little negative? What could happen, right? That's okay, we all do, we all go there, it's all part of the human experience, but why we don't need to serve that anymore, right? Not only that, but the actual scientific. We're not talking this, you know, metaphysical labble-blabble, if you'd like to call it. This is science, people. We're going to be talking science today. Dr. Michelle, first off, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's always fun being with you here in the studio. You have so much energy.
Thanks,
you just
Doc.
Make me feel better.
Wow.
After hanging out with you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're just a positive guy.
you're just a positive woman.
Thank you. I try to be.
Absolutely. No, you really are, Doc. That's why I have you on the show, and that's why we appreciate you so much. Not only that, also you are such an intelligent, such a brilliant individual, if
thank
I may
you.
Say so myself.
Took me a while to learn things. Took me a while to go to school and learn things.
Absolutely, as it does. But you're wise. You're an extremely wise person. And I feel like, well, listeners, why we have her on the show is because, well, why wouldn't we have her on the show? She's beautiful. She's intelligent.
Woo.
She's everything and more you've ever wanted in a woman.
Thank you. Wow. I better tell my husband that.
Yeah. Well, your husband better watch out. Just, I'm totally kidding. That's weird, Doc. Huh. So, you know, it's all part of the it's all part of the experience. It's an expression, okay?
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to tell you how your thoughts affect your cells.
Yeah.
How your thoughts affect your cells.
Mm-hmm.
We're also a little bit later in the show going to be getting into how Dr. Paul Robertson, Robertson, he's the head scientist on the possibility of mermaid species. We're going to talk about the validity. You know, we're going to talk about the possibility. And a few of the videos that if you catch up, there's a few documentaries you can check out. We're going to see if they're real, if they're fake. We're going to talk about it a little bit. And
that's
then we're
an
also,
amazing show.
Isn't that an amazing show?
Oh, my
it
God.
Really
Have
is.
You been watching that on the History Channel
Well, I mean,
whatever?
It's the Discovery Channel and Animal Planet have this documentary, right? It's
yeah.
Mermaids, the Body Found. Or no.
Yeah.
Body, yeah, I believe it's about... because there was a movie that they made, now it's just like a one star, really like low, silly movie. And then there's like a documentary.
Right.
Right? And the documentary is what people have been really hyping about. Last week there was another there was an interview, a Q&A with the Dr. Paul Robertson, who was the guy that was the leading scientist
yes.
on the exploration for this new mermaid species, and this other doctor that is the he's a doctor, he's an oceanographer.
Right. Right.
You know, he maps out the ocean floor for a living, and he caught this crazy video. There's a few things. We're going to talk about the possibilities. Also tying into that, I'd like to talk about the gullible nature of a society, and also the other hand is what society just isn't accepting, just the things that are right in front of our eyes, right? But, you know... It's just too hard to accept. It's just too much out of your comfort zone. It's all in one, guys. It all has to do the thoughts and the cells and the mermaids. Believe me, it's all one.
You can put it together, can't you?
I absolutely can.
I know you can.
That's why we're here on the Vibration Station.
Yep.
Yep. Doc.
Yep.
To put it simply, there are thousands upon thousands of receptors on
yes.
each cell in our body.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Indeed. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know, because you are a magician of the brain.
Really?
You know,
okay. I'll go with that. Yeah.
You know the brain. You know you've studied it for years. You know all the chemicals. You know different drugs with different substances that which you put them. The chemicals do this, and they turn the serotonin into dopamine and this receptor. So... I'm looking for your agreement when I'm like, is that right? I'm waiting for you to be like either yes or like no,
okay.
Dave. You got it wrong. This is actually how it goes. And then
okay.
And then I'm gonna have a few questions for
All
you.
All right, I'm here.
So spit this out real quick. There are there really are thousands upon thousands of receptors mm-hmm. on each cell in our body.
Right.
Each receptor is specific to one peptide. Also known as a protein.
Right.
Right. When we have feelings of anger, sadness, guilt, mm-hmm. excitement, mm-hmm. happiness, nervousness, each separate emotion releases its own flurry of neuropeptides.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So its own little, its own little ambush of neuropeptides, if you will.
Yep.
They're like nomads, but for peptides.
right, exactly.
Those peptides surge through the body and connect with those receptors, which change the structure of each cell as a whole.
Right.
This is where it gets cool.
Right.
The cells actually divide. If a cell has been exposed to a certain peptide more than others,
right.
the new cell that is produced through its division will have more of the receptor that matches with that specific peptide.
Right. That's right.
Likewise... The cell will also have less receptors for peptides, that is, its mother or sister cell, right,
mm-hmm.
was not exposed to as often, right? Thus, you have been bombarding your cells with peptides from a negative attitude. You are literally programming your cells to receive more of those peptides, aka negativity, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse, you are lessening the number of receptors of the positive attitude peptides, making yourself inclined towards negativity. Bam! That shit is science, some basic cellular biology. That's the real shit. So you know what? Anytime anybody like looks at me and says, you know, Dave, I don't believe that, or like, that's some labble babble. You know, sometimes I'm upset, sometimes I'm angry, you know, sometimes I'm like, well, you know, I understand that, but there is a deep physics behind that. Doc, right. This is where I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay.
I really want to hear from a psychological standpoint, okay. Right? And not only a psychological, but a neurological as well standpoint. What exactly is going on here?
In terms of how we think and our physical bodies?
Yes.
I mean, there have been so many studies.
Right. What is going on here?
Yeah. What's going on here? Well, I just want to say that I'm going to be quoting from one of the books that I read. And
yes.
Also, by the way, conveniently, I have this author on my show on Friday.
Oh, wonderful.
So a lot of the information I'm going to be kind of sharing.
Wonderful.
You guys can download on... You know, right here on LA Talk Radio, on the
absolutely, it should be up right now.
It is.
Yes.
And anyway, there's a lot of studies about cells and how our thoughts can change our cells, and
yes.
it's a no-brainer in that. And this is, by the way, Secrets of Our Cells, Secrets of Your Cells by Sandra Barrett. She's
okay.
A doctor.
Wonderful.
Okay. Here's the thing. There's a lot of research on that, and our cells react positively to
right.
positive stimuli
right.
and reproduce more cells that are like being
right.
when there's a negative cell, our body's ability to attack a bad cell, if the immune system is up, will do so.
Right.
And they've linked immune system ability to stress, to negative thoughts, which cause stress, to chemicals
yes.
in the body
yes.
that can't fight sick cells that
yes.
make us sick. All right. That's plain and simple the way that I can put it. There are messages that our cells receive from our thoughts.
Yes.
And a lot of it just has to do with trying to relax. But there's another huge, huge way that this works. So you're saying to me, how does the cell change through our through our thoughts?
Yes. Yes.
I need some water.
That is quite
okay,
all right.
I'm better now. Thank you.
No. You're not allowed.
All right. All right.
Yes, that's what I'm saying in
yeah.
a sense. I just,
okay.
I want to clarify.
Okay.
I'm saying, yes, how is the thought, yes, okay, how is the thought affecting the cell? How is it
right.
actually, right? Okay, but deeper than that, like what I mean by what is going on?
Yes.
I mean, what exactly does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
How does this change the entire way of life that we know it? How does this alter, number one, physics, okay,
mm-hmm.
our the human anatomy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This alters, this understanding changes everything.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
What I'm saying to you, Doc, is mm-hmm. what do you see in the big picture? What do you see is really coming into full effect? I know that we here on the Vibration Station talk a lot about a shift in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if this understanding these concepts, right? They've always been there. But grasping these concepts, understanding them, having neurological doctors, I don't know if she's a neurologist or no,
mm-hmm.
neither,
mm-hmm.
you know, doctors that know how cells work.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Having these high, you know, acknowledged people,
mm-hmm.
very, very brilliant, intelligent, educated people telling us, wow, actually, guys, this is an energy that we are dealing with here.
Exactly.
This is an energetic field that
mm-hmm.
we're dealing
yeah.
with, more than an individual physical cell.
Right.
Uh-uh.
And the energetic field is about, basically, I'm going to cut to the chase
with
a lot of the studies here
yeah.
by Dr. Sandra Barrett.
Okay.
Is about our thoughts and how they change our physical bodies.
Right.
And there are proven studies about changing your vibration, changing your thought.
Yes.
And it's called, and this is what's fascinating to me about psychology.
Okay.
When we let go All right? Letting go means thinking about not trying to control everything and oh my God, I have to do this. Oh, I have that. Oh, these people are coming into my face. How am I going to? Every day we have to deal with the fight of trying to just let go and not control everyone.
Yes.
And we have to let go of our negative thoughts.
Yes.
So yes. Here's the deal. They, in many studies, found this idea, and this is a big idea in psychology, and it goes back way before Freud.
Really?
Deep, okay. Deep into our subconscious, our, you know, fears, issues, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
We hold on to them. But when we start letting go of old negative beliefs, and how do we do this? We can talk about that, too.
Yeah.
We get better.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In the book,
Physically,
The Secrets of
Emotionally.
Ourselves, it talks about support groups for people who had cancer, particularly.
Okay.
And that's the big C. That's the big fear in our society,
right?
And there's a whole study about people whose cancer healed or went into remission when it shouldn't have. These are the so-called miracles we talk about.
Yes.
Now, I think there are miracles, but they're not such miracles.
Miracle is a choice.
We have a choice. Exactly.
Miracle is a choice. Miracle is a vibration that you choose.
And the common factor in a lot of these studies with people who have gone into remission is that the people changed how they thought.
Yeah.
Right? They went into remission when people let go of something big.
Yes.
Maybe it was their fear of dying. Maybe it was a detrimental relationship. Maybe it was abuse that happened to them growing up.
Yes.
But it was a huge letting go.
Yes.
Right? Now, one of the guys who researched this was a scientist. He included himself in that group. He is 6 years in remission from cancer.
Wow.
He had advanced stage 4 lymphoma.
Wow.
Okay? Bad.
Wow.
On this earth, on this plane, we go, oh, that's bad.
Right.
Okay? So he started practicing these letting go processes. And so what happens is cells attached, as you were saying earlier, with extreme tension, keep making the same cells.
Yeah.
The more attached and tense we are about something, the more we make the same thing.
Yeah.
The same mistakes, the same program, body, mind, and cell. Yeah. Unable to get free. We're forced to repeat the same old stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what our cells do when they can't fight the bad cells anymore.
Right.
So in these studies, they said, my extreme medical tension about not having enough, not being good enough, the whole knot of knots may hold me attached to negative cells.
Of course.
What if we finally let go of not enough? Will our bodies and minds allow us to receive a different message?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a vibe. Okay.
So they said a more intimate understanding of ourselves does give us a deeper understanding of ourselves.
Yes.
So they did a bunch of tests.
Cool.
And miraculous healings, and they have information in this book about miraculous healings.
Wonderful. Okay, Doc, I have a few things to hit on that.
Yeah.
Number one, I mean, that's enough, you know, kind of proof.
Mm-hmm.
We're breaking a barrier here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody has, any of the listeners have heard of this video. If you have not, you definitely need to check it out. Greg Braden, it's G-R-E-G-B-R-A-D-D-E-N, I believe. And he is this scientist who explains and shows this woman, I believe she was in Vietnam or something like that, is a more Asian country.
Yep.
Okay, well, this woman had a bladder tumor, a humongous bladder tumor, humongous.
Right.
Now, they put the bladder tumor on an ultrasound so you could see the tumor on the left side of the screen.
Right.
Okay, and then on the right side of the screen, they had a real-time feed of this woman's tumor. Now, she's in the doctor's office. Just to give a quick background story of this woman, she tried chemotherapy. She tried all these different, you know, natural medicines, blah, blah, blah. Western medicine, all these different things for getting rid of her bladder tumor, her cancer. And she had it for 3 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. It was humongous. You just can see it on the ultrasound.
Yes.
Well, it was suggested to her that she try this new form of healing with no medication.
Yes.
And they brought her to this monastery, if you will, and taught her how to think.
Right.
Taught her how to think. Mm-hmm. They said, now listen, we are going to set a surgery date for you, but your surgery is going to take place in a hospital.
Right.
Just so we can document this
for
the world.
Right.
To prove this. But it's going to be three doctors, three healers, three healing doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're jumping back to the real-time video on the ultrasound screen. 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. This is real-time. There's no Photoshop. There's none of this bullshit. This is scientific recorded documentation. Real-time.
Right.
This woman's bladder cancer tumor leaves her body in 3 minutes.
What's happening?
Okay, I'll tell you. Okay. There's three healers standing around her, and they put their hands around her, like they like put their hands around like her bladder area. They don't touch her though. They just like kind of put them over her bladder, and all of a sudden, at the same time, they start chanting. It goes. They're like. And then it starts getting heavy. It starts getting like, but I don't know exactly what they're saying, but they're like chanting. They're chanting words like, and they're getting like into it, you know? They're like back and forth. And then as the louder they get on the screen, the ultrasound, you see the tumor shrinking. How effing crazy is that?
Yes.
At the end of the 3 minutes, they time it. It's 3 minutes. This woman's tumor is gone. This woman's tumor is gone. And they weren't even surprised. They were like, I knew that was going to. Now, Greg Braden, who's narrating the whole thing that's going on, what he's saying is, well, listen, what's going on here is an energetic healing. This woman has made a conscious agreement in her mind that when these doctors come to heal her, it's not the doctors that are doing the healing.
And they are healers and loving. And
They are giving love and they are giving positive energy and healing energy, of course. But
it's her agreement.
It's her agreement.
That
it is her cells.
Well. Yes.
It is her cells that are agreeing to the healing energies. It is her vibration that is allowing for her cancer to be gone in 3 minutes. Cancer that stuck with her for 3 years that people spend, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on. And more important than that, years and years of their life, of their energy, of their time, of their doubt.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
For 3 minutes worth of belief.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
Now, what I'm saying, doc, people, listeners, is... What is it going to take for our entire collective community to get on the same boat?
Yeah.
When can we all be riding this wave of like understanding? Well, listen, the more medication, the more pills we pop, the more things that we take, it's just pushing it down, pushing it down, pushing it down. Everything is energy. Cancer is like a form of suppressed energy.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
When you get a colonic, do you know what I'm saying? Have you ever heard of people getting really, really emotional after colonics? Have you ever heard about that?
No.
No? Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah,
there's this whole thing on energy.
Yes.
And there is I actually had a guest on years ago.
Right.
His name, he was the star of this documentary, is called May I Be Frank. And his whole life was, you know, he was overweight, he was doing drugs, blah, blah, blah. Basically, these guys came in and owned this all-vegan restaurant and changed his life. They just revamped him, got him, you know, super healthy and, you know, changed his whole life, got him off drugs. Now he's like, he looks amazing, he's so bright and, okay. In the documentary, he had a colonic and he said, like, it shows you in the documentary and then afterwards he talks about it and I was honored enough and able to ask him about it in person on the show.
Yeah.
And he said that was probably one of the most emotional experiences he had ever had.
Wow.
He said that after he had got it, what happened? He goes, he felt this like emptiness in his body. And in the documentary, right after his colonic, he goes into the room, like the room, the changing room or whatever.
Yes.
And he starts bawling, crying,
yeah.
talking about how terrible he feels for socking his brother in the rib.
Whoa.
When he was like 25 years old.
Wow.
He was like, he broke his brother's rib or something.
So there's something that triggered
yes.
A self-awareness
and,
gene.
Yes. But something. here's the yeah. whole most important part.
Uh-huh.
He said that, or no, it wasn't his rib. It was his back. It was
oh,
his, okay.
Geez.
He punched his brother in the back for like something that he did when he was younger and he totally didn't deserve it. He was like 25 years old. He was being a dick. He said he was like a drunk or something and he mm-hmm. like socked his brother in the back and like threw his back out. Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, the dude who socked his brother in the back, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. always had back pain in the exact same spot that he socked his brother.
Mm.
After his colonic, mm-hmm. he started bawling, crying, mm-hmm. started talking about his brother and how bad he feels. Mm-hmm, he mm-hmm. said for the first time in 25 years, mm-hmm. or however old he was, the first time mm-hmm. in 20 years,
yeah.
after he had socked, his back pain went away.
Wow.
Because he let it out.
Letting
just
go.
Like cancer.
Letting go.
Just like anything.
Right.
Doc.
Right. And it's believing as well. I mean, the common thread, cleansing cells, the common thread in all this, the common thread in your experiment that you can watch on the internet as well, with the tumor going away, is the belief that you can heal. And in the belief that you can manage yes. your healing through your thoughts. And what happens is if we're stressed all the time, if we're trying to control things, we're right. not letting go, we're hanging on to negatives, and then we beat ourselves up.
We do.
Okay?
We don't allow
ourselves to forgive ourselves, not to be narcissistic and say, well, it's okay, I'm an asshole. No.
No.
No, 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 no. We've got to cleanse our minds, and we've got to take care of our bodies as well. But they find that long-term stress slows down DNA repair, as does cancer. Yeah. Long-term stress.
Right.
Long-term stress. There was a study in China to add to your study. Mm. All right. It was on improving the rate of DNA repair.
There you go.
Okay. To people who had cancer. All right. Researchers found the DNA repair rate of people with cancer in remission compared to healthy people.
Right.
Was much slower.
Right.
Because people are in remission. They got the nasty cells inside of them.
Right.
And the healthy people are continually creating healthy cells.
Yes.
The patients in remission were really taught to believe in Qigong, or Qigong, mm-hmm. as my master used to call it.
That's what they Qigong. Used to heal this woman in,
yes.
in 3 minutes. Yeah.
Stress-reducing techniques.
Right.
Following 3 months of practice, visualization of those cells being gone, visualization and
yes.
trust
yes.
that the relaxation and lowering the stress
yes.
in your body. And whenever you got stressed, 3 months, the cell repair rate had nearly doubled
wow.
of these people who had cancer.
Wow.
So it's conceivable that the new, supposed, they've been around for thousands of years, energy medicines of Qigong and vibrational sound, they have a thing about sound and relaxation.
Oh, sound healing is
yes,
huge.
Yes, relaxation.
Yeah.
They have, and it's not a mystical woo. It's
nothing physics.
Magical. It's physics.
Tai Chi.
People,
opening
it's
understanding.
Energy. Yes.
It's understanding physics. It's understanding your world. It's like it's so much deeper than just what we look under a microscope.
Plain and simple.
Right.
Prolonged stress damages the immune system, damages reproduction, digestion, memory, our bones.
Of course.
That's why stress reduction practices, we believe in healing.
Right. And yes.
are important. Meditation, imagery, believe that we have the power.
Yes.
You know, and people who are very ill are going, yeah, right, I got this stage 4.
Well, no wonder.
And, you know, God bless them. They didn't ask for it. And here's another side thing. Sometimes we have genetic inheritances. We do. And they have genetic markers in people with other, you know, mother, father, family members who've had a certain type of cancer. And they have scientific evidence.
Or Parkinson's.
They're not even told.
Right.
Necessarily. So no one can say, oh, they were told they were going to get sick because their
no.
father had... No, that weren't even told, that didn't even know it.
Right.
But they acquired the same poor cell growth in a particular part of their body because
yes.
of their programmed DNA.
Right.
But that doesn't mean...
That does not mean...
That you can't heal and relax. And here's another
yes.
story I want to tell you. Sometimes it does take pills. Sometimes it does take our advanced medical technology. I have a friend who had Hodgkin's, advanced Hodgkin's disease, which is cancer of the lymph nodes. Mm. All right. She was an imagery person. She believed that she could try to heal herself. She worked and believed that the doctors were helping her in the medication, and it knocked her out. It made her sick and all this. But when she went on the table to receive her chemotherapy, she would close her eyes and go into this meditative state of lift. She'd lift out of her body in her mind and saw herself healing. So as the IV went into her arm,
right,
she'd see this, you know, chemical,
right,
this, which is a harmful chemical, which kills cells of the chemotherapy. But she saw it as getting rid of the bad ones and increasing the growth of the beautiful,
right,
good cells.
Right.
So she went through imagery in her chemotherapy treatments for 3 months.
Yes.
And was completely healed.
Yes.
And had never had a,
wow,
recurrence.
Well, that's just what happens.
She's a good friend,
right,
of mine.
This is just, right. And I understand. Yes, absolutely.
I believe her.
That's,
in other words,
let me.
She's not somebody who made something up online or in a book.
Of course. Right. Of course. Of course. Right.
Right.
No way. Well, I wanted to go off of one thing. You said that sometimes medications are good. Yes, they are. Here's the thing, though. What medications are is they are extremely three-dimensional.
Right.
Eating a pill to take away your stress or,
yes,
your pain is extremely is an extremely physical way of taking care of your problems.
Right.
Now, I have to say that if anybody at any point in time ever wanted to,
yes,
they could do anything and get rid of any disease and change their thought process or get rid of any mental imbalance without a medication.
Mm-hmm.
I truly, truly believe that. I mean, yes, it will take time and there will be steps to it and there is a process.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I truly believe that anybody could do anything without medication.
Yeah.
Yes, it helps, because why? Not everybody is vibrating at the frequency,
right,
to where, you know,
right,
you can close your eyes. I mean, everybody can,
yeah,
but not everybody chooses to.
And it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
It doesn't
if
mean
you
you're
can't.
No, of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
It's your lesson.
Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not. Everybody's going to take an antibiotic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, you get sick, you know, of course it happens. But what I'm saying is we're coming, yeah, into a world where we all have a choice to hop on or just stay the same. One is not better than the other. One is, I believe, a higher vibration. One will keep you healthier than the other.
Right.
And one is more fluid and has less moss down the river, flowing down the river.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, it is still, they are both still valid experiences.
Right.
Doc, I want to say one more thing. Yeah, along with how you said the chemotherapy in your friend,
mm-hmm,
right, how she envisioned the bad cells going away,
mm-hmm,
and the good way,
mm-hmm,
making the,
mm-hmm,
good ones stronger.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a psychic that I actually had on the show not too long ago,
mm-hmm,
or quite some time ago,
mm-hmm,
as well. Pamela Beattie was
the
psychic.
Yeah,
she was a
great,
wonderful psychic,
mm-hmm,
really wonderful, wrote a great book. And what she said was okay. She was telling me how she doesn't drink ever,
mm-hmm,
but there was she had like a sickness. She had like a some side of, it wasn't like she wasn't like sick. She wasn't like cough sick, but she had some sort of illness.
Right.
Okay. And she said that she went to her, you know, homeopathic doctor.
Right.
And
right,
said, listen, you know, she's a high vibrating individual.
Yes.
She goes, I know that I don't need medication,
yes,
to get rid of this.
Yes.
I know that this is just an energy that I've been pushing down. I've been holding in my body.
Right.
She goes, what can I do to get rid of this?
Yes.
Well, her homeopathic doctor brought out a bottle of very expensive tequila.
Mm. Yes.
Took out 2 shot glasses and said, listen, this is your medication. You?
I like that, doctor.
No, right. No, but check
no,
it out.
Kidding.
It's
just,
interesting.
I'm just being.
No.
Obnoxious.
It's the power of thought.
That's right.
Also, this goes along with Dr. Oh gosh, I always mess up his name. Oh, I always talk about him.
What?
He got on the he's the yogi man who focuses energy on the bottles of water.
Right.
And then changes the molecular structure of the water,
right,
and then you drink that water, and then that changes
the Japanese.
Yes, but what's his name? Professor
molecular biologist.
Professor, it's like Quasimodo or
something. Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
I hope not.
I'm kidding. No, no, yeah. He's awesome, though. Awesome, awesome guy. He just came off the top of my head, and I apologize for not representing his name correctly, but...
Yeah.
Yakamoto. Professor Yakamoto Jones. Or Yakamoto...
Yeah.
Same idea. So... Pamela, the psychic, and her homeopathic doctor, she has this illness. She goes, what are we going to do? They said, she goes, listen, you know, and tequila to any other individual would be a form of fun. You'd look at it and be like, oh, this isn't medication. This is, we're getting drunk tonight. You know what I mean? We're partying. Or, well, let's go to Mexico. Shoot tequila. No. They sat there and they said, listen, this focus, bless this shot of tequila. Because this is not tequila, this is an elixir. This is, when you consume this, this is a poison to kill anything bad in your body.
Right.
And when you consume this under not only the assumption, but the belief and the understanding that you are consuming this with the intent of getting rid of this illness in your body, mm-hmm. that this alcohol and this poison, right, will kill anything bad, any illness that you do not want in your body. That is exactly how it will serve you. Hmm. She said that they meditated for like 10 minutes or something. They said a prayer for the tequila. And they did vision. They did imagery, right? Mm-hmm. And she mm-hmm. envisioned her, you know, body with this thing and then the tequila being this special elixir and blah, blah, blah. Long story short... Yeah. Half an hour later, whatever. She drinks it. She said the day later she woke up and it was completely gone.
Wow.
A day later she woke that night she went to sleep.
Yeah.
She woke up and it was gone.
So part of that treatment, I'm just saying, was relaxation and belief that this particular drink could, with her imagery, heal her.
It's kind of thing. Her agreement, her cells. Here we go. Her cells are agreeing that the alcohol is the elixir to be healthy. Hmm. Just as, if you guys have ever read Paramahansa Yogananda's autobiography, just as Paramahansa Yogananda's yogi master tells him to go into the woods and find the special type of flower, drop 3 drops on his friend who has been deceased for 3 days, mm-hmm. and he will come back to life. Mm-hmm. Paramahansa did that and documented in the autobiography of Paramahansa Yogananda. Supposedly, his friend came back to life after 3 days of being pronounced deceased. Mm-hmm. Yogi Master says, Paramahansa, it was not the flower that brought him back to life. Mm-hmm. It was your belief. Mm-hmm. It was your agreement with his soul to reincarnate, to come back and continue this human experience. Mm-hmm. So it's all thoughts. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'd love to make a transition. Guys, this is Chances Are Good. Who am I? I'm definitely going to need all you guys to listen to every single one of these lyrics and just love it, enjoy it, just feel it up, guys. Chances Are Good. Who am I?
Am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers, that's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind, make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal hollow hole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act, the ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body mind vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the peace of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two, the duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes, beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders, that his body sits on the exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing, emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him, transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe, seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence.
Wow.
That's a great song. You really have to listen to those lyrics. I'm closing my eyes sitting here. This guy's a genius.
Chances are good. The Vibration Station is avid supporters and listeners of Chances Are Good. We unconditionally love you, Chances, and appreciate all that you do for our collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. Truly, truly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we play this music mm-hmm. and broadcast it is because this is our future. This really is what we are coming into as a race. And, you know, this is the planet I'm going to. If you guys want to join me, please. But what I'm saying here is, you know, with all this information about how important it is for your thoughts, you know, to stay positive and mm-hmm. the effect that they can have on your cells, not only on your cells, on your reality, on everything, how thoughts are literally everything. And, you know, just remember that we are not human beings in a spiritual experience, but spiritual beings in a human experience. Beautiful. Who am I? Ask yourself, who am I? Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. That's absolutely beautiful. Chances are good. Thank you so very much. We're going to make a quick transition. Guys, if you want to email me on the show, you could do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. I love all your emails. They're coming in, flowing in like butter on a Tuesday. Man, oh man. If you want to call in live, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. If you're just tuning in with us, we got Doc Michelle in the studio.
Great to be here, Dave.
We're talking about how to, or better yet, how your thoughts program your cells.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it comes down, what it comes down to. Guys, we're going to make a quick little transition. This whole show, we've been talking about cells and you know, how our thoughts affect our cells, positive, negative, how, you know, the peptides and the
And changes in DNA.
Yes, well, yes, and changes in DNA. That's actually the shift that we're going to. I wanted to talk about, you know, not only are there changes in cells going on, there are massive changes in our DNA that are occurring as well, with every single cell in our body reacting to a protein that also has to do with our DNA. You know, what we can perceive and what we can understand is has to do with the strands in our DNA, the level of our DNA, its dimensionality. And dimensionality is held within the cell. Well, the cell is held within the construct of your DNA structure. And what we must understand is that DNA, once DNA shifts and changes, well, the fundamentals of your entire reality shift and change.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to talk briefly about the possibility of there being a new species that mankind has found. There's possibly found. Dr. Paul Robertson came out with his documentary about mermaids, and apparently this
and mermen.
And mermen, right? this guy washed on shore, but there's a lot of hype on it. This is why we're talking about it. Number one, I saw the documentary. A lot of the videos do look like they could be fake. Not. I have to be the devil's advocate. You know, I'm not going to go out and just say that. Oh, 150%. You know that these videos are real and blah 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 and blah. You know, I'm not going to say that the videos are real. I'm not going to say that they're fake. But what I am going to say is that there are things beyond our imagination that inhabit this planet that we just don't come to understand. There's a huge difference between. Well, obviously there's a difference, but in a society, right, as a collective, we find to be either too gullible towards things, or just not understanding of something that's right in front of us.
Too fearful sometimes.
Well, that's the whole thing. We don't understand because we're fearful of change. We're fearful of, oh, well, what if it's outside our realm of understanding?
Right.
We're not going to spend too much time on this, but what I do want to say is, you know, don't just go off and agree with the first thing you see on TV, but don't shun it either if it doesn't resonate with, you know, what you already know.
Right.
I think, you know, coming out with mermaids is this huge, huge thing. Because, like,
for, is that on the Discovery Channel?
Yes, it's on the Discovery Channel.
And you can find the videos online.
Yeah, you can find the videos online. And, you know, you decipher for yourself.
Right.
I think that, you know, a lot of the videos look fake, and I think there's a lot of people out there that are just trying to make a buck off of a viral video.
Right.
And, you know, it's cool for people to go, oh, I found a mermaid, blah, blah, blah. But, but then there's also this other thing where there's all these hieroglyphics from thousands of years ago that, that you know, man has found with, you know, man beings with fins on the back. And then there was this video of this spear going through a fish, you know, of like this underwater submarine of like a, this, not like a man-made
spear. In other words, that a person who was a conscious being made this tool to kill a fish.
Yes, to kill. And then like it like speared through a fish and then this thing, after like a split second, but like this like being went and grabbed the fish and grabbed the spear and like went off. But okay. But here's the thing. I'm not going to go out right now and, you know, say it's fake or it's real or this and that. I'm going to say people can be very gullible and look at things and say, well, that's real, when in actuality it's very, you know, very fake and, and filled with CGI. But then there's other things out there that, you know, they just might be real.
Well, you know what, too, I wanted to say?
Yeah.
I wanted to throw this your way.
Please, please.
Because you and I were talking about DNA and cell structure and all that.
Yeah.
Dr. Paul Robertson, who is, he's like the star of this video, who really says that there may be another species that we've ignored who are surviving underwater that are human-like. The DNA is very similar to human DNA. That's I just wanted to tie that up. And
Of the body that washed up or something? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yes. This body of this looked like a fish man or whatever.
Yeah.
There was human DNA shared that was so close to human DNA.
Wow.
That was frightening.
Wow.
So that was what Dr. Paul Robertson contributed as well.
That's very interesting. Another thing that I do like about the man is he doesn't, if you look at the interviews, he is very humble. And he never says,
Right,
says,
like a lot of scientists.
This is real. This is the fact. This is, he's very open-minded.
Right.
It's good. You guys should check it out. decipher for yourselves. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's fake. What I'm saying is there's some bullshit out there, and then there's possibly some really cool things that could expand our evolution and our understanding of our world and our consciousness.
Yeah.
Dr. Michelle.
Yes.
I cannot thank you enough for coming on the Vibration Station, sharing this wonderful Sunday morning with me. It means the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you definitely are going to need to check out Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 every Friday at 11. Dr. Michelle on the couch. You can't miss her.
Thanks, Dave. My pleasure.
Absolutely, guys. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. Always remember to spread unconditional appreciation, acceptance, and love for one another. Ladies and gentlemen, we are shifting into a new age where it's our time to come together. It's our time to move together. And it's our time to shape the world that we have always dreamed of. This is literally heaven on earth. And it's up to you when you want to hop on board. Always sending you love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. Check us out on Facebook, and we'll see you next Sunday. Always email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Love you. Bye.
Stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out a roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.